fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
To the willow tree. Thou art to all lost love the best, the only true plant found, wherewith young men and maids distressed and left of love are crowned. When once the lover's rose is dead, laid aside forlorn, then willow garlands about the head, bedewed with tears, are worn.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? You have a 86 Cadillac Savile? Dad talked to her last night?
Hello?
This is the dairy, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Can I talk to an expert in the animals? In the teats?
We make cheese here.
No, what about the teats? The milk that comes from the teats?
Yeah. We make the cheese here, is all we are. We are not an actual dairy.
So you don't have the milk machines?
No.
No, you don't have the cows. All right. Would anybody there have any idea how long I have to masturbate the teat until the milk starts coming out? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, I was hoping to find out about the cow machines.
The what?
The cow machines.
We don't do any milking.
She transferred to you because I had a question about how long you have to masturbate the cow teat until the milk starts coming out.
To do what?
How long you have to masturbate the cow teat for the milk to start coming?
I don't know. We're processing firm. We just buy the milk and process it. We don't do any milking.
So you guys have no knowledge about the milking at all? Yeah, because this cow came on our property. We want to get milk from it, but it just has one udder on it. So we were gonna just start milking it, but we've been milking it for a while and there hasn't been any milk yet. But it seems to be responding to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
This call may be monitored or recorded to assure quality service or for other business purposes.
Electronics, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Edgardo.
Edgardo. Hey, it's Ronnie. I'm here in the grocery department.
Okay.
Listen, do you know Cindy at the front desk?
I don't know.
Listen, she said that she saw you doing drugs in the back.
What?
Yeah, and that she was going to call the police, she just told me. So I wanted to give you a call, let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you better go.
Anyway.
I don't know if you want to just leave or something, but she said that she saw you smoking drugs in the back.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right, but you weren't doing that, right?
No.
Okay, can you transfer me to cars? To what's it called? Automotive?
I don't know how to do that.
Stupid motherfucker.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're stupid and you're don't know English and you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Because the numbers are in English, not in Spanish? Is that why?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, but our the numbers on the telephone here are in English, not Spanish. Okay, I'm sorry. But this is our country, so you have to learn, you know?
You okay. think so?
Yeah, how do you... What's the number 5 in Spanish? How do you write that?
I don't know either.
Oh, wow. So you're in alphabeto, right? In alphabeto?
Yeah.
In alphabeto? Yep. Edgardo in alphabeto. Edgardo in alphabeto. Edgardo in alphabeto. Edgardo in alphabeto.
Well, I need to keep working.
Edgardo in alphabeto. In alphabeto means illiterate. Illiterate. Like me.
I'm fine, thank you.
Why did you hang up on me? Did you get upset the way I was talking?
Yes, that's right. I just didn't understand a word you were saying.
Oh, can I make an order?
You need an order to go?
Yeah. No.
Okay, then go ahead.
Okay, one cheeseburger, please.
How do you want it done?
Well done. If I could get mayo, mustard,
What's your side?
French fry machines.
And you want mustard and what else, sir?
And French fry machines.
French fry machines?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Like hook them up like machine, you know?
Do you need a manager?
No, just trying to make an order. I don't need to talk to a manager.
Okay, well, there's no such thing as that here, so... Oh. I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
It's cheeseburger, well done with seasoned fries. Do you want any lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion?
No, nothing like that. Shit, man. No way.
Some mustard and what else?
One fool.
Pardon me?
One fool.
I'm going to get you a manager. Just a minute, please.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Photos.
Hi,
inevitable.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are
what can
you?
We do for you?
Oh, she said she was going to get a manager, but you're a girl.
Yeah, a girl can be a manager too.
Sure. Yeah, that kind of place. Okay. I don't know why she got you. I was just making an order. I can repeat it.
Okay, what can we get for you?
Okay, one cheeseburger with mustard, mayo. My side, well done. My side will be French fry machines.
French fries?
French fry machines.
French fry machines? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, you know how the French fries come in a bag and you put them in the oil, the hot oil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So French fries, just regular French fries.
French fry machines.
Okay.
Okay, and can you have a Diet Coke or Pepsi? Diet Pepsi.
We have Diet Pepsi.
I'll have a Diet Pepsi machine.
Okay.
Okay. Then one foo.
One sorry?
Foo.
I don't understand you.
Foo.
Can you spell that for me?
F-O-O.
We don't have anything called foo.
You don't have foo, okay. Do you have pape pee?
No.
Okay. Alright. Do you have hoo-ha?
No.
Labia?
Labia, really? No.
Okay. You don't have labia?
No.
Oh, so what do you get kissed and touched and sucked and blown on and all that? What do you do instead? Do you have a little secret, so to say? Did I lose you? Did I lose a patient? Hello? Labia? Labia? She's gone. She knows.
sports page this dollar.
What we're trying to spell is something that feels really good to do. F.
S-E-X.
U. C. K. You know that song?
No, I ain't never heard of that song.
Yeah, it's by Luke from Miami Bass Wars.
Never heard of that.
It comes out, it's like, if you like fuck, say fuck, 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 yeah, fuck. If you like pussy, say oh, hell yeah.
Are you a DJ? Are you a disc jockey?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, yeah. I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah, so. They call me KDK is my name on the air.
KDK?
Yeah.
Katie Couric?
No, KDK.
Oh, KDK.
Yeah, like Katie Lang, KDK.
Okay.
Okay.
Or like Kiss Duck Hawk, like...
Kill, Kill, Death, Kill.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Is that what that stands for? Like,
yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my website, you can have it. My show, I have one for my show.
Mm-hmm.
It's meatspin.com.
Meatspin.com?
Yeah, because it's the Meat Spin show with KDK. And then
okay, are we talking meat as in like swap meat, or are we talking meat like
that you,
like
that you
Graham
eat.
Chuck?
That you eat, yeah. Meat yeah, that you meat. Eat.
Meat that you beat?
Eat.
Eat. Oh, okay.
Meatspin.com. Okay. And then KDKprankcalls.com. That's for my phone calls.
Okay, cool, man. We'll check you out, dude.
All right, and go there and join up, man. Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Take it easy, bro.
Bye. He'll be meat spun one day. Maybe right now he's headed to the office to be meat spun. Meat like your beef. Meat like your beef. You like that one? Oh, yeah, I love meat. Like me a little meat. White meat, dark meat, I don't care.
Good afternoon, Central College.
Yeah, how do I get a hold of the motherfuckers in the library?
Excuse me?
How do I get a hold of the people in the library?
I will connect you.
Alright, damn it. Oh, shit. I almost lost it.
Geisler Library, this is Greg.
Yeah, speak up, boy.
Hello, this is Greg. How can I help
you? Yeah, that's right. Talk like you got, you know, a pair of fuckers. Can you transfer me to the reference desk? I need them to do some work for me. Post-haste.
Okay, I was working the reference desk, so I can help you.
Oh, are you? Okay, I need the average... Okay, I need the average precipitation for the state of Iowa for broken down annually for the years 1990 through 2012. I need that in metric. I need that graphed out, three-rung binder. And then I need you to explain the effects. Let me see what the assignment says. It says, explain the effects of global warming and the changes in average precipitation in the state of Iowa in the last 24 years. Come up with a conclusion and draw out using the Madden diagram. Okay? So how soon can you get that to me, completed and ready to turn in?
What class is this for?
It's for international weather machines.
Okay. Well, I don't really do homework for students, so I can help you find the sources that you need to do that.
Though the teacher said that you guys are supposed to take care of this, so I don't have time. I have three other classes that I'm taking, so, like, you know, this is what I'm paying for to come here to this school, is for you to do your job, at the reference desk. So how long does it take to get this?
Who's the professor for your course?
Professor Blitzer.
Okay. And what institution?
He's with, well, it's the meteorology class. I don't know, I'm sure what institution. It's International Weather Machines. International Weather Machines?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's not a course offered here at Central. Is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm in it. I'm here on, you know, this is where I go to school. I'm not trying to be ignorant.
Okay. No, that's fine. I just haven't heard of that one.
Jim Cantore is the professor. I'm sorry, I said Blitzer. Jim Cantore.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And maybe you know Dr. Greg Forbes. He's another one of my professors.
Okay.
Dr. Norcross. Dr. Brian Norcross. What?
Would you be willing to come into the library and we can look at some sources together?
Well, really, I would just rather pick that up once you're done doing that assignment for me.
No. Yeah, no. I don't do assignments for people.
Then what good are you for? Then what good are you for?
I help you find the information.
Not very well, apparently.
Well, it's about academic integrity. Like, you have to do your own work for your own
grade. Come on, I'll suck your dick, all right?
Who is this? What are you...
Hmm?
Like, yeah.
What?
Is this a prank call?
No. No, really, I will. If you help me out with this, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your... If you just help me with it.
No.
Like, at your place, you know, private and everything...
No. If you have questions, you're welcome to contact my manager.
Can you transfer me, honey baby?
Hang on just one moment. I'll get you transferred to their voicemail.
All right. No, not voicemail. Hey. No. I don't want voicemail, no. Okay.
Central College.
Yeah, listen, who's that effeminate man that answers the phone there?
The who?
The effeminate man in the reference desk who answers the phone.
You mean the computer guy?
I don't know, the effeminate boy over there that answered the phone and refused to help me out and... transfer me to someone's voicemail, and I said, don't transfer me to voicemail. He said... He's a motherfucker.
I don't know who that would be, sir.
Well, he's a motherfucker.
You have a number and a name for me, I can't help you.
Who are you? You're a switchboard?
Yeah, I'm the information clerk. I'm the switchboard operator.
Oh, you're the switchboard right there? Oh, wow. Do you actually sit...
In the library...
Huh?
I'm sitting right here in
Oh.
No, I'm not in the library.
Oh, okay. Do you go to... Fuck, you keep talking over me, motherfucker. You know?
I don't have to listen to this kind of language.
Okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry. I won't say it again, okay? Okay, do you have a nice bathroom there that you get to use during the day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is it nice and clean and you sit there and do your business?
Very clean.
Yeah. When you get to go to the bathroom, do you go just like at lunchtime, or do you sometimes have to go after you get there?
I normally don't.
You normally don't use the bathroom at all? You hold it all day?
I don't know who you are, but these are very unacceptable questions.
Oh.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Blake. Can I search number, please?
Oh, with a number? 402-331-8346.
Wait, 402-831, yeah?
8346. One pizza with cheese.
1 second, sir.
One pizza.
1 second, sir.
One pizza.
1 second, sir.
No,
please
one
hold.
Pizza. One pizza, I'm saying.
Yes, please hold 1 second.
No, no. I don't want to hold that. Hello? He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. I don't know where they're from. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Yeah, one pizza?
Yes. 1 second.
I only need one pizza.
And I need you to please hold.
He keeps talking about a second one, and I don't understand why he doesn't understand. Hello?
Can you hear me or not, sir?
Yeah. You keep saying about the second one, and I don't want that. I just want one pizza.
No, I'm telling you to please hold.
I don't want to hold it or anything. I just don't want the order of the one pizza.
Are you going to order or not, sir?
Yes, I am ordering. I don't know why this always happens with people. It is, yeah. Ignorant people. All the time with these ignorant people, like this at these places. No, he put it. He did the thing where they can't hear you, can't hear them, they can't hear you. Yeah, hold. Yeah, that's what they call it. It's hold. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Where are we?
Okay. Can I have your phone number?
I already gave you my phone number. I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
802-341-8346.
And is this for pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
Pickup location?
Kukui... What is it? Kukui, I think. Kukui.
Are you talking about Kukio?
Kukui?
Kukui Highway.
No, it doesn't say that. It says Kukui. Kukui.
Kuhio Highway, what island are you on?
The main island. The main machine.
And which one?
The main machine.
One second.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for holding.
Yeah, one pizza.
Okay, I'm gonna need to verify where you're picking up from.
Kukui.
Where are you picking
up? Kukui.
We don't have a Kukui, we have a Kuhio Highway.
At Kahoho? What is it? Kaheko?
You're Kahala?
Kahika?
Kahika.
No?
Okay, I don't know exactly what you're talking about because you're not...
All I know is I dialed the number for the Pizza Hut that they left here at the hotel.
Okay, sir, so you're at a hotel. That is fine. This is a service center. We take all the orders for all the store locations. But I need to verify exactly where you're located, because you're giving me Kahika, and we don't have a Kahika location.
Maliki? So,
now it's Maliki?
No, it's with a... It says...
Okay, how about you spell it to me?
K-A-L-I-K-I-M-A-K-A.
And what island are you on?
On the main machine.
Main machine?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking what island you're on.
Yeah, the main...
Oahu?
The island machine, yeah.
on the island machine?
The main island machine, yeah.
That's really where you're located? The island machine?
I'm in the
there's
main
no island.
Island
okay, well, there's
I,
no
I know
island
there's
main
a bit
machine.
Of a language difference because, I mean, you have the Hawaiian thing here. You speak that language, and I don't. You know, you guys speak, like, Japanese or whatever it is, and I just speak English.
Sir, I don't speak Japanese. I speak English, but you're saying machine.
I know, but not perfectly.
I'm
I mean, that's everyone understands.
I'm not saying that you're not perfect. I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but you're saying main island machine?
Yeah, in the United States, that means you're in the main island machine. It just, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, sir.
In the United States.
So, are you
States.
On Oahu? Are you on Big Island? Are you on Maui? Which island?
Maliki... Kului.
Kalui?
Kalui.
That's what island you're on?
Yeah. Kului.
Are you saying Kahalui?
Kaha, what is it? Do you know where Pape Pipo is?
Okay, sir, can you give me some landmarks? Or?
Yeah, there's Pape Pipo. Akulo, Maracan, and then Mele, and then Kali.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold.
Okay. I'm singing that Christmas song. Mele Kali Kimonka is the thing to say. Kalikimaka. What is it? I think I spelled it right. Mele Kalikimaka is the thing to say. Play that song. I like that song better.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island.
Thank you for holding, sir. I'm sorry, you're looking to place an order, is that correct?
Yeah, one pizza, cheese.
Okay, so
one pizza cooked with heat.
Is this going to be a pickup or delivery order, sir?
Pickup.
Okay, pickup at what location?
In the Kahui, Kalihi.
The ER is fixed, boss.
Spell the street name that the location is on.
Kalikimaka.
We don't have any location on that address.
Okay, what about Wilder Avenue?
So you're going to pick it up at Wilder.
All right.
Is that correct, yes or no?
I said all right. What do you mean, is that yes or no? Why did you say
There's
it like
no
that?
There's no need for the attitude.
Sarcastically
sir.
Like that. No, there is a need There's for the no. attitude. Because you said, like, yes or no. Like, I have to say yes or no. I said, all right. You know what that means.
Because you weren't.
Don't be ignorant.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Oh,
sir.
Why'd you move the phone back like that, huh? Oh, fuck.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the
King Koma help you?
Hey, Gazizza, mahalo, how are you?
Who's this?
Patrice.
Huh?
Patrice?
Patrice?
Uh-huh.
And who you wanna talk to?
The manager or owner. It's important about the horse machine.
Which machine?
The main machine.
The credit card machine?
Yeah, you need to turn it off and restart it. And you also didn't connect it to the wireless module.
I don't know how to do these things, buddy.
You just need a pair of scissors. I can show you.
Yeah, but I'm not... They both work fine.
Yeah, you just need a pair of scissors, and I'll show you which one you need to cut so it doesn't interrupt anymore. Because sometimes they're not going through. They haven't gone through all day here. They're going through on your end, but the money's not going to come out unless you make it wireless before you batch out tonight. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, buddy. I can't do anything. You need to call in the morning and talk
Hey, just get a pair of scissors, motherfucker.
Fuck you, asshole.
Bitch.
You motherfucker. Why don't you come over here and let me see you?
Yeah, suck my dick.
You fucker.
Give me your sister to fuck, too.
Kiss my ass, you fucker.
Fuck you. Where are you from? What are you, Turk, motherfucker?
No, you. Where are you from?
From Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
You speak Greek?
Malacca.
Hey, Malacca, who is this?
You're a motherfucker is what you are, Pustis Malacca. I'm going to go over there and shove
Pusti,
it in your face.
Come here.
Yeah, right.
You speak Greek? Come here.
No, I'm Turk, actually. I'm a Turk, and I fuck you, and I fuck your mother.
And I'll fuck your sister and your mother and everything.
Yeah, well, I'm Turk, so do what I say, motherfucker.
Don't drop your soap.
No, don't say... I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Wow.
King Kong, I help you?
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, you push this.
Yeah, that's me. How are you? You have big dick?
Do you really speak Greek?
I know how to curse it, because I'm Turkish, so I make fun of Greeks all the time.
I know you're not a bad guy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a good guy.
You know, I've been to Istanbul.
Yeah?
And in Skederun.
Did you bring... You brought your sister to get fucked?
You're a sick man.
You motherfucker. Yeah, I love you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come down there. We're going to eat, motherfucker. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, Jesus Christ, come down.
All right, buddy. We're going to have...
Okay, I'll
bring some food.
I'll go get my gun from the car.
All right. Hey, I'll bring some food. You have kumbaloi? You have kumbaloi? You use your kumbaloi?
I don't have kumbaloi. You have any?
Yeah, I'll bring mine. We can play with our balls. you fucking motherfucker, you. All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right, bye. Malacca. All right.
Yeah, okay. I'll
All right.
see you.
Bye. Yeah. Making friends today. I got him good with the sister thing. Cracked him up. That guy is real. He's real cool. You brought your sister. Melakalikiliki is the fucking saying. When you're in Hawaii and you want some pizza. Why are we playing Christmas music?
The wise way.
Because Carlito, that's why.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, yeah. Think Bing Crosby fucked all these chicks? All three of them? All three of these? The Andrews sisters? I bet you he porked them all at the same time. Had themselves a Crosby sandwich.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
That's
wise way.
How did I end up finding a Greek at a place called King Kong in Omaha, Nebraska?
A very, very, merry, merry Christmas to
this show never ceases to amaze me. Let's pick a new state. Wyoming. Have I ever messed with Wyoming? Well, we're about to. What's a big city in Wyoming? Good question. I have no idea. Rock Springs? It's Colorado. Let me zoom in a little more. Riverton, I never heard of these towns. Casper, Wyoming is in bold. All right, Casper, I guess. I don't know. I don't know shit for Wyoming. It looks pretty big according to the Google. They got it outlined in yellow. Oh! And I found them all. Woo! What's Wyoming? Do they got good fried chicken in Wyoming, you think? Melakalikilaka is the kaka to think. Then you get it in the end.
green card, Scott.
Hi, are you Air Force recruiter?
Yes, I am.
Oh, do I get a lot of chances to masturbate if I get picked up by the Air Force? Hello?
Do you really think that's appropriate?
Not for a woman. Is there a man I can talk to?
No, there's not.
It's just women there?
I'm the recruiter here.
Our poor Air Force, you know? How are you recruited? Do you have, like, big tits? Is that how you take advantage of that?
Okay, this is not appropriate, sir, so I'm going to hang up the phone.
Do you use your assets in recruiting all of your assets, if you know what I mean? Oh, shit. Supposedly, next door is a Marine Corps recruiting office. Let's call them and ask if they'd fuck the chick over there. Let me make sure it's not the same number. No, it isn't. All right, see if a Marine guy picks up. And I'll ask him. Hey, man, you know the broad at the... the Air Force plate.
Marine, Sergeant Cap.
Hey, honey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, you know that Air Force recruiter next door to you?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross, Eddie Cross.
Okay. No, I don't know. I'm not next to the Air Force.
But you know there's an Air Force recruiter there at the mall?
Yes.
Have you ever seen her before?
Yes, I have.
Is she, like, good-looking? I just talked to her, and she was, like, really into me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know? She was asking me, like, oh, so how do you look, and how smart are you? She was, like, real flirty with me. She's like, so how much do you weigh, and how tall are you? And I was like, wow, you know? And she gave me an email address and everything.
That's the questions we ask.
Yeah. Yeah, but does she look pretty good?
Sure.
Would you fuck her?
No.
Why not? Oh, you're gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Do you have to, if I join the Marines, fuck. Man, I had a good question, because my one big fear about joining the Marines was that I had to shit in the toilet in front of the other Marines, like in Full Metal Jacket. I didn't want that. Come on. I want to find an Air Force recruiter and ask him, or any recruiter. All right, fine. I'll do it. Alright. Found an Army recruiter. Right? Did I? No. Oh, here we go. I start off with, hey, honey, baby. Yeah, this is gonna go well. I don't think they like that.
Army Strong, so I'm speaking.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, honey?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, sir.
Oh, this is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie Cross. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, sorry, it's not 100 hours.
Are you in the Army machine?
Yes.
Okay, do you do recruiting yourself, or what's going on?
Yes, I do recruiting.
Okay, now one of my big concerns is, will I have to use the toilet in front of other guys if I join the Army, or are there actual separations in between them?
There's separations.
There is separation. Even, like, during boot camp, like, I don't have to shit and piss in the toilet in front of them?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because if I show up to boot camp, there better be dividers there. They're going to have to put them in.
Yeah, there's already.
Can I get that in writing before I sign?
No, you can't get that in writing.
You can write it down, motherfucker.
Who is this?
Eddie Cross.
Eddie Cross who?
Can you speak up, boy? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you speak up, boy? What's wrong with you?
Nothing, sir.
Fuck. Fuck, I can barely hear the motherfucker. Fuck him. Well, he says dividers. That's good. That's very reassuring. You gotta have it in writing. What am I gonna do? Shut the boot camp? Like, I was told there's dividers between all the toilets. And then I proceed to get my ass beat.
Army Strong Sentry, you're speaking.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, good. Listen, I had some concerns and just some questions about the Army Machine.
The Army Machine?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to join the Army Machine.
What is the Army Machine?
Well, you're a recruiter for them.
The Army Machine.
The Armed Forces Machine.
What's your name again?
Eddie Cross.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Orlando?
Yeah.
Have you spoken to a recruiter up in Orlando?
No, I don't. I'm from Miami. I'm from Coconut Grove.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm up here. I'm up in Orlando right now.
Well, what are you doing up there?
I hooked up with this chick online.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been doing
poppers and stuff like that. Oh, fuck, man. I had a fucking awesome weekend, Labor Day weekend.
All right. Well, since you're doing drugs right now, you are actually not able to join the Army?
No, I'm not. No, poppers aren't drugs.
It doesn't matter. It still pops hot.
It what?
You would still pop hot in a drug test.
Not for poppers.
Yes, you would.
What are poppers? Do you even know what poppers are?
Yes, I know what poppers are, and I will boost. I know all that stuff. Trust me. Right now, you cannot join the Army.
You use poppers?
No, I do not.
Have you ever had to? Like, been in a sexual situation where you had to? No?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any other question?
Yeah, is the Army really cool, like Call of Duty and shit like that?
No.
No? How do I make the guns go?
Okay, are you on something, or because these are not serious questions?
No, but I'm stuck on Call of Duty Ghosts on the fourth level when you have to tag the targets.
Well, you have a great day, all right?
Helicopter, can you help me out with that?
Out with that?
Oh, man, Call of Duty. That's what I thought, Bob Vance from Bob Vance Refrigeration. How do you can't test for poppers? You're just inhaling them. He doesn't know what poppers are. He's like, oh yeah, I know what poppers are. I know, dude, I know. That's how he said it. He was flexing there in that whole conversation. He was using a dumbbell during that whole conversation. On the side there. Poppers. Oh yeah, dude, totally I do popper. I've did poppers. Yeah. Fuck me. You could probably test for poppers like 10 seconds after you inhaled it. That's about it. That'd be my guess. Unless you bring the poppers in with you to your drug test, I think you're fine.
Hello?
Oh! Fuck it.
Journalist Stephen Sotloff. It comes 2 weeks after the brutal execution of another American journalist, James Foley. And this new video warns that a British captive may be next. Our Brian Todd has been looking into this part of the story. Brian, what do we know about this?
Wolf, at the end of this ISIS video of Stephen Sotloff's murder, the militant makes a similar threat to the one they issued in the James Foley video a couple of weeks ago. He threatens the life of a British captive who the video identifies as David Cawthorn Haynes. Here's what the militant says in that section of the video.
We take this opportunity to warn those governments who have entered this evil alliance of America against the Islamic State to back off and leave our people alone.
Now, there's not a lot of information available on the man they identify as David Haynes. According to the Washington Post, he's an aid worker and was kidnapped in March of 2013 near the Atme refugee camp. It's right about here along Syria's northern border with Turkey.
Dreams
and the Post
in which the
cites information from aid workers who have been trying to secure Haynes' release. We've not been able to get additional information from British officials about this man. Now, on the statement by that militant, it strongly suggests a warning to the British government of Prime Minister David
environment and meant
Cameron.
Alert. He has
in case you're wondering what
curiosity about his situation, which leads him to ask himself questions and perform experiments, which may sooner or later lead him to conclude that he is dreaming. If he does
the
not come to the conclusion, the dream continues to be a non-lucid dream. The following two examples were reported by a German psychologist, Dr. von Mohr.
For salon, select 2. For a list of departments, select 3.
Thank you for calling J.C. Penney. This is Jane. How may I help you?
My name is Akulo. Are
How
you,
can I help you?
Are you in jewelry?
No, I can get someone for you.
Where are you at, honey? Where are you at?
Oh, I'm in women's right across. I just answered their phone because there's no one over there.
Oh, you're in women's? I bet you're a real pretty woman. You do a really good job, I bet. I bet you're a nice little sexy thing with the ladies over there taking care of them.
Can I get someone for jewelry for you?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I'll put you on hold and I will get someone.
All right, sexy.
It is too soft for that, and besides, the air is too warm. Perhaps it is a new invention. But if so, why should bridges be built? Suddenly I have a flash of enlightenment. Could it not once again be a question of a dream? At first I feel a disinclination to accept this idea, but slowly convince myself that no other possible explanation remains to me. Sun. It is almost vertically overhead in the sky and its usual brightness. This surprises me as it occurs to me that it is already autumn, and a short time ago it was much lower in the sky. I think the sun is now standing vertically at the equator, so here it must be at an angle of about 45 degrees. Therefore, if my shadow is not equal to my own height, I must be dreaming. I look at it. It is about 30 centimeters long. It cost me a fair effort to regard the whole, almost dazzlingly bright landscape with all its villages as an illusion.
Anything that strikes the subject as incongruous may lead him to ask himself questions.
I gotta go. Bye.